This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, thank you very much. Kevin Walker in for Lucius Alexander. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, and K-Dub is in for Lucius because Lucius is with us today, part of the party, as we're taking in the NCAA tournament. And thank you for making us part of your day. Please join us. Okay, got an NFL draft big board report here for you, Brian. We have three players who could be surprise picks for the Cowboys. Salute to your guy, Brian Martin, over there blogging the boys. Let me ask you about tight end Tyler Warren, Penn State. Could it happen? Would you like to see it happen?
Yeah, Tyler Warren is probably a guy that when the first tight end off the board will be him. You watch him play, and he's one of these guys that kind of is – plays well at the point of attack, plays well on the move. He's a guy that understands how to kind of push off, kind of find space. You know, he does a lot of things. They snap him the ball directly, let him run down on the goal line. He catches the ball extremely well. I don't know if Dallas would take it. It would be a surprise at 12 if they took him, but he is going to clearly go in the first round. He's going to be the first tight end, I believe, off the board. But really a player that could do a lot of different things for you where he lines up. And then how he's able to function.
I could go with the concept of, hey, you need playmakers in the passing game. You need to help your run game. Why not tight end? Does he fit that bill? Can he help you in both?
I think so. Like to say, the blocking, I wish it was just a little bit better sustained. But the initial punch that he has when he gets to his guy, he can get a little bit of movement when you talk about the inline stuff. So, yeah, him as a move guy, as an inline guy. Well enough as a blocker, but the pass catching and the route running is really what he does the absolute best.
All right, we got round two popping up here. But, I think Tyler Warren's just an all-around badass. I've got him as the seventh best player on my board, and I think you could advocate why it makes sense to take him. What's Dak Prescott's best throw? The seam, right?
Yeah.
So you know what? If you could argue he's better than some of these wide receivers.
Yeah.
So if you want to line up and have him and Jake Ferguson like the old school Patriots did with Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski,
yes.
And let's go ahead and just dominate the middle of the field, and we got two really good pass-catching tight ends, that would make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and a lot of these teams that want to run it like to run it in 12 and then do play action to tight ends,
sure.
And it's a very successful recipe for a lot of teams. If they wanted to go that direction, I'd be excited. But at 12 with a tight end, I need a guy that's got the potential to be the star. You know,
well,
are we looking at that?
He's got some ability. You know, he could be a guy that could be a featured guy. But, yeah, there's several of these tight ends, though. Maybe not. I really do like Mason Taylor from LSU. I think that there's some people going to fall in love with him. Maybe a little bit better blocker than what you get, you know, with Warren. But still, the hands and all that. Either one of those guys I think would be a really, really good fit for a lot of teams.
Fergie, nice player. You know, Scooney, decent project. You'd be fine if you do nothing at tight end. But if you did want to add a player, I think that would be fun. We're looking at three players that could be surprise picks for your Cowboys at number 12. the left tackle, Josh Simmons, Ohio State, is one that would get me very excited. You know,
we did a mock draft yesterday on DallasCowboys.com with the draft show, and Josh Simmons went all the way down through the draft into the second round. So, surprise. But the thing too happened with Campbell as well, the LSU tackle. I think what we're starting to learn is these teams are not really sure. That's why Minbao from Missouri, that's why he's probably getting elevated up the board in a lot of ways, because there's just this uncertainty with the tackles at this draft.
He's the injured guy.
Yeah, this is the Simmons is he's coming off the patella. Talked to three different teams. Everybody's saying that he's good to go.
He's a better prospect than what Guyton was a year ago. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Brian, I think we both have him as the top tackle in the class. I just would be stunned if they went that route. I think if they're looking at taking a lineman, it's probably one of these guys that could play guard. Because I just don't see them, unless they have plans to move on from Steele, which I don't think that they do, I just don't think they're going to give up on Tyler Guyton after a year.
Ever given up on Steele? You think Steele's going to lock in with another long-term contract
here?
I think he's going to finish out.
I think he's going to be better off with the new offensive line coach.
We go to defensive tackle Kenneth Grant from Michigan. That would be quite a surprise, but if he can really hold that down, that might be a real missing piece for your defensive line.
Kenneth Grant, when you start to talk about with Graham being the top tackle off the board, he plays more as a three, can play as a one. He's the guy probably in the top eight of the draft, but I'll tell you what, this kid, when you look at Grant and what he could do, how he moves, these Michigan guys are doing a much better job of playing up the field, being disruptive. Grant's that kind of guy. I believe he would absolutely start at one for you. Over Mozzie Smith, if given the opportunity.
I wonder how they look at Mozzie right now. Are they Dunsky, or are they like thinking last chance?
I think we're in the last chance mode.
I don't think you cannot go into the season with him as your projected starter.
Yeah,
I think they're going to do that.
Yeah,
I would love for them to be able to grab one of these one technique guys that, you know, Grant or Collins from Texas, West from Indiana.
These second, third round type?
These are all the Collins group. I think that some of these defensive tackles, the ones, I've got them in the fourth. They're probably likely going to go in the third, but there's going to be a run on these dudes because they're all those big body guys that can actually rush the passer pretty well.
Did we see a shift in the balance of power in the West last night? Steph Curry left the game against Toronto after a fall beneath the basket, grabbing his lower back in pain. It didn't look like one that would be like an oh my goodness, but his reaction was an oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors ruled out Curry with a pelvic contusion. So you land on your butt and you bruise your pelvis. There was no foul called in the play, led to the injury. Prior to the fall, Curry had scored 17 on 6 of 8 shooting, 2 of 4 from deep. He was getting MVP chants from the crowd. He had just missed a game for load management Tuesday night against the Bucks. But it looks like he's going to definitely miss some more, and he might be breaking down a little bit. So we shall see. I don't know who I'm rooting for in the West now that you eliminate the Mavs. I think I was heading towards the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Warriors are a team. Some people are just so out on them because of the runs that they went on, but I think there's been a big enough gap to where this is kind of cool, a new look Warriors, so to speak. And you know it's kind of their last ride. But a lot of people hate Draymond and stuff so much that they just can't root for him. But can't root for OKC. That feels weird.
No.
Definitely can't root for the Lakers. I do think there's plenty of Mavs fans that are, just because of their love for Luka.
Yeah.
They just, any Laker hate is now to the side, and they just want to see Luka do it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, let's see Lucius Alexander deliver the G-Bag of the Day live from Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Here's L.A.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, Dawson, you might not be a fan of this, what I'm about to say, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Lakers do it, especially with the Luka drama.
Me
now.
Either.
I want to see you. I want to see the egg on your face. I want you to feel embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, yeah. I get that. Move, man.
I get that. Yeah,
I understand.
I'm sorry. It's going to be a tough time for Broadus and Woolchuck and everybody because they keep bringing shots over here already.
Yeah, we're two in, so we'll see. We're going to try pace ourselves. I just need to get. I need to stay hydrated. I need to get a water.
You
over
need
here.
To stay hyped. You know,
I'm gonna try.
Yeah,
I see this guy
turn
in the blue.
Up.
This guy in the blue over there, looking like
Doc
he's gonna.
I want you to crash out, bro. Put the battery on your back and everything.
I'm cool with it, man. My wife and mother will be so ticked off, but anything for the show.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the name of the game right there. All right, let's get this started. Our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far comes from an audio that we played during Toxic Tuesday during LA Live broadcasting blunders. There was a softball home plate umpire. He took a softball right to the family jewels, right to the Nats. Sure did. And in front of everybody, families and everybody out there. It's a girl. I mean, it's a softball game, so it's a girl softball game. And this is what it sounded like.
It's so good.
Man up.
Yeah. Thompson said man up.
He said man yeah, up. Yeah, he and Rick Riz need to listen to the hockey announcer, what he
yeah.
did.
Bleep. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all you get from me.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. I felt bad for him moaning on the ground because if you've been hit there, it's uncontrollable pain.
Oh,
it's
oh, yeah.
you do
oh,
about
yeah.
it. You try not to yeah. react. But
and you hear the contact.
And there's nothing soft
like
about a
that
softball.
One's bad.
It's just
it's
as hard
so
as a
big,
baseball.
So the circumference area is so big.
It's hitting everything.
Gosh.
I think you need to invest in a better cup.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are we doing there? Are we not wearing one though?
Yeah.
It's some pain
like,
tolerance.
It, I don't know, but he's. It, come on, man.
It's bad. Sound
and
like
not
a
so
whale.
Much trust on that. Yeah, definitely. Not so much trust on the catcher too. Either.
No, but the it was a ladies' game too, which makes it probably even worse. All these they're like, oh my god, he got hit there.
I don't think I'm ever umping a game again after that.
Yeah,
I'm retiring on the spot.
I'm hanging up the cup.
I'm standing up and walking off to the car. Yeah. And I'm just
you ain't walking. You might be crawling. Yeah, you might be waddling.
Maybe. And he waddled away. Waddle, waddle.
Tracy Morgan with the wheelchair, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. You guys were talking about the Dallas Stars. Pretty down on them right now, but I have a Spanish call.
Ooh, okay.
I have a goal. Is that Miro Heiskanen? You're looking at it.
Miro Heiskanen.
Talking about teamwork Heiskanen. Right there.
Nailed got it. You.
Yeah, he scored a goal, and we got a Spanish call. You know, they always put the good sauce on it.
They do.
We be in.
Ahora está Rope Hintz. Rope Hintz. Ali! Ahí está Nico Suelto!
That man can hold his breath forever, bro.
It wasn't even a game hell of a winner, telling. Was that
was that Noche Mexicana the other night? I think it was Michael Granlund.
I think that was the Granlund game winner.
Okay, there we go.
That's a golazo.
Look at y'all knowing things.
The golazo. We try to know things every once in a while. I won't know things in about 30 minutes.
Impresionante, Walchuk.
Gracias, mi amigo.
That'd be Miguel Granlund.
Miguel?
Yeah.
Oh, Miguel Granlund.
Appropriate, yeah.
Let's see here. What else I got? Glad you feeling like talking, Dawson, because I got something for you.
Bring it.
Eric was talking about Fit Fred. Fit Fred is from the Fan After Dark show. Dawson got distracted because I like to watch a little college women's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa State is getting ready to start their thing out there, and they got a player named Audie Crooks. Audie Crooks. Look,
I noticed you watching those D3 games yesterday.
I'll be watching all
that's the honey hole right there, dude.
Yeah. D3. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of shorties running around. You know,
that's where the talent is.
Like here in D1, it's you know, no disrespect, it's 6'3", 195.
Amazon.
You know,
everybody's down there got a wagon D3, in D3.
It's like, whoa, okay.
Not you calling me out,
different,
bro.
Different kind of spectating going
not
on
you know
here.
My, not you
got
know
that scout's eye.
It is a starting 5.5.
Now you know what I'm doing. All right, yeah, Eric was talking about Fit Fred. Dawson got distracted by Iowa State's Audie Crooks, and Dawson crashed on out, bro.
And his sleep schedule has to be out of whack. He's on roofs by day. He's at the mic by night. He's flying home, probably getting a second helping at McDonald's after the initial 6 o'clock run through the drive-thru.
Crushing it.
And still, you know, looking respectable.
Yeah. How about this guy?
It all goes to his head.
It does. How about this gal at Iowa State, though? How many McDonald's meals a day do you think she's getting?
Oh, no.
I saw Kendrick Perkins playing earlier. Was that somebody else?
No, she's a good player.
She was just on Lucius's screen over here. They're covering her in the pregame.
Oh, man.
They had to go with a wide shot.
No, they covered her.
There are some big girls out here that got skills and fancy feet. Her and the gal at Washington, bro.
Dolphin crashed out.
Yeah. Yeah, my bad.
Skills and fancy feet.
Turn the wheel.
Don't they got they can turn. They're
nah,
like
they got moves, bro.
Like Zach Randolph's
out
there.
Work. She puts in work, bro.
Well, dancing does. Bear.
Dancing soft touch.
Dancing bear. Let's see. Your man Mamu down there in San Antonio.
Yeah.
He was having his way last night. Now I don't expect you to know this guy. He's on the bench all the time.
No idea who Mamu is.
You don't know who Mamu is?
That guy
his full last name.
Oh, I can't. it's Mamu. That's what they were saying on announcement. That's all I'm saying.
We're going with Mamu.
I heard him try a few times when they stumbled. I said, I know I can't do it. Nope.
And they've got a pronouncer.
Yes, and I'm saying, bro. Yeah, he had a career high last night. 34 points on 13 of 14 shooting.
Dang,
that
dude.
Man was having his way. 7 of 7 from the three. That type of stuff right there would make teams fall out with each other.
Yeah.
Even in a pickup game, if there's another dude over there taking that many shots and making them, you hit it. Hey, let's switch up.
Yeah.
You got him?
You take him. No, you take him.
Thought you said you had him, bro.
I don't got him. You got him. No, please, you take him. I insist.
Whole teams could fall apart with somebody shooting like
I don't need him.
And he only did it in 19 minutes.
Wow.
So he had
it's like David Irving.
I don't know if this is his first time he was interviewed after the game. Not sure.
Wow.
But Flavor Flav pops up anywhere like Chris Arnold. Mm-hmm. He popped up there on Mamu's on the court interview.
The way that you were shooting tonight, could you have shot it with your eyes closed and it still would have gone in?
Probably not, but, you know, it felt amazing. Thank you to my teammates for trusting me, coaching staff, everybody. I'm so excited. My family is here. It's an unbelievable night. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. We love you guys.
Flav, have you ever seen a shooting performance like this before?
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't care what nobody say, my man is on fire!
Flav, Sandro, Mamu, Kalashvili, everybody give Mamu their flowers tonight. He earned them! Yeah, boy!
Bro. Yeah, he said it, Mamu Kalashvili.
What? You did it?
Yeah, Mamu Kalashvili.
There you go.
Mamu Kalashvili.
That sounds like a hooper.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah,
that's one name.
Yeah,
that's his last name.
Mamu Kalashvili. Sandro, right?
That is Sandro's his first name.
Sandro, yeah.
It's Sandro. Not Mamu Sandro. Like Manu.
Right.
That's the first two syllables. You got three names in one for a last name, Lucius.
Incredible. Poor guy.
And that gets him nominated for G-Bag of the Day, along with a historic shooting performance, 7 of 7 from distance. Holy cow, 33 points, I think, in 19 minutes. Is it our umpire, our one-time champ? Is it the Spanish call of the Michael Granlund goal? Is it commentary on the Iowa State biggin? Or is it Mamu with the Spurs? That's tough. All these are fantastic. Let me go with the Spanish call. There, Chief, how about you?
I'm going with you, Dawson.
I'm going with you.
Iowa State.
Okay.
Lucius?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to leave you with that.
You.
All right. Wolchuk?
You.
I'm going to go with the champ here.
Brand.
Dawson.
By a score of 3-1-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's our commentary, the Iowa State post.
Don't get in trouble for that, bro.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm doing
don't
good.
Get in trouble,
I'm doing
no.
good.
Don't get
I thought
trouble.
Chief was the star of the show. You know, funny jokes.
Oh, both of you
the
wide
shot. Didn't say anything about getting on all fours and barking at the moon.
Oh. We're early in the program today.
Yeah. We're just broadcasting, honey.
We're just having fun. It's just boys will be boys.
We're live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Where are we going next, Chief?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
Well, it's always a victory when you're with Trajan Wealth. That's T-R-A-J-A-N. Bet on the game, not your retirement. Give Trajan Wealth a call today. You can set up a free consultation. Number to call, 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. You can also check them out across DFW. They've got locations in Frisco, Arlington, Southlake, Fort Worth, and McKinney, Eric.
That's right, Walt. Chuck, Trajan Wealth is just around the corner, or a click away. You can check them out at trajanwealth.com. Schedule that free, no obligation consultation, because at Trajan Wealth, your needs come first. They're a fiduciary firm, so they're going to be prioritizing your financial well-being above all else. And when you succeed, they succeed, so they want to see you win, and they're in this with you. Trajan Wealth is also family-owned. They're veteran-led. They brought decades of experience to the table, and their team of advisors actually specialize in helping individuals in or nearing retirement. I mean, my goodness, trying to navigate the complexities of today's financial landscape. We all know that could be absolutely daunting, but great news for all of us. Trajan Wealth is here to help. 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.